In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Continuing our series of interviews with finalists of this year's EY Entrepreneur of the Year Awards, today we're going to look at the changing nature of financial services. I'm delighted to be joined by Eddie Dillon. He's a finalist in the emerging category. Derek Foley also joins us of Grid Finance, who's in the established category as a finalist. And I'm also joined by the ringmaster himself, Mr. Roger Wallace, Head of Assurance and the EOI programme at EY. Roger, we'll come to you in a second. I'm going to just ask the lads to introduce themselves to us first. And we'll start with you, Eddie. Will you tell us about your business, what you do and how it works, if you would?
Certainly, yeah. Good morning, Bobby. I'm the founder and CEO of Credit Logic, and we're a fintech that enables banks capture and serve new customers instantly, cost-effectively and at scale. So essentially, we provide an AI-powered software platform that removes the hassle and pain of paperwork.
So if I'm a potential bank customer, you have software that effectively takes, I suppose it shortens the process, there's no paper, and you do a lot of the heavy lifting for what, nearly 70 bank customers across Europe?
Yes, yeah, so we work with 70 financial institutions, all banks in Ireland, some non-bank lenders, government entities. And effectively our platform offers the digital tools, the data orchestration and all the automation. So customer processing times are reduced by up to 90%. So people can get served instantly and get decisions instantly, particularly on complex products like consumer mortgages.
And the net result of that, Eddie, is that you're going to probably streamline credit assessment, i.e. the data pulls together how worthy I am as a guy who'll pay back a loan or otherwise, accelerating approvals.
Exactly.
I presume, so that again, if somebody's going looking for a loan or looking for a mortgage, you can increase the speed of the assessment, the approval can happen quicker. And I suppose that net result of that is two-way transparency, is it?
Massively. But ultimately what's driving this is consumer expectations. So when interacting with the bank, I mean, it's nearly irrational in this day and age that people are waiting weeks and are being, you know, the burden of paperwork to provide information about who they are and their own circumstances. We completely automate that through intelligent data processing and AI.
Good. I'm glad I understand that. Let's talk to Derek Foley Butler from Grid Finance. Derek, you're very welcome to the programme.
Great to be here, Bobby.
Yeah. Now, tell us about Grid Finance. What do you do and how does it work?
So there's two parts to sort of my business, one very large and one small. The core part of the business is funding. Our ambition is to be the largest funder to the Irish SME sector. We've funded 4,000 businesses with 200 million in capital over the last 10 years. There's two elements to the capital. We provide short-term working capital and long-term asset finance. And then we also provide a free financial health tool. And the Grid platform is the only place that you can get a business credit score in Ireland. The other part of the business is our impact business, where we house all of our doing good activities. So we do research with Chartered Accountants Ireland. We do advocacy. We've built out the FinTech Awards, a national FinTech summit. And really, our whole objective there is to build a better financial system in Ireland.
And am I right in saying that you started out as a peer-to-peer lender, but now you raise your own capital?
Yeah, so we spent a long time sort of waiting for a regulatory regime to be introduced for peer-to-peer lending. It didn't come. So we pivoted the business to basically raising our own money in the US and in London. And then we lend that out to small businesses. Our long-term objective, of course, is to become a fully-fledged bank ourselves. So, you know, we can carry our own deposits and we can reduce costs to small businesses accordingly. But at the moment, we raise our capital internationally.
Okay, well, let's talk to Roger Wallace. He leads the EY Ireland Assurance Practice. He's also head of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year program. Roger, we'll come to the awards in a second, but what trends are you seeing around fintech, particularly around banking and the adaptation therein?
Well, I think, you know, both Derek and Eddie, their businesses say it perfectly. You know, scalable businesses providing solutions really quickly to, you know, consumers, the banks themselves, and of course, to business. And I think the, you know, the digitalization for, you know, kind of rapid deployment of, you know, solutions, answers, products, different levels of communication with customers, it's needed in the banking market, I think, particularly in Ireland. But both the guys' businesses are scalable beyond the island of Ireland. But I guess they've come into play in Ireland because of the sheer demand in this country for improved banking sector products and improved banking sector performance. It's no surprise that both businesses can attract capital, both businesses can grow, because this market is huge. Yeah. You know, if I think about kind of Grid, I mean, there's not an entrepreneur in the EOY alumni that at some point in their, you know, the journey of their business, you know, couldn't have used Grid. And that says it all for the gap in the market.
The banks themselves, the traditional banks, I suppose, have been, by their very nature, they can be slow to adapt. And businesses like these really provide a mechanism, particularly in the case of Eddie, a mechanism for banks to change. But ultimately, will banks not want to own this sector?
I guess they will, but innovation is innovation, Bobby. You know, Eddie's business is a good example of, I think, you know, banks who have the type of technology that Eddie can provide, you know, will compete better against other banks. And right now, you know, because they're not innovating or moving as quickly as the market wants them, they need support from entrepreneurs. And I think the pace of change in banking is going to be such that banks will continue to need that innovation, and they will continue to buy it in. And that's not only in Ireland, but across Europe. I think, you know, the likes of the two businesses that we have on this morning will both support the banks competing with each other and compete with the banks directly in the future. And that's, you know, that can only be good for business.
Yeah, and it also might provide an exit at some stage. Who knows? Absolutely.
For sure.
Eddie,
for sure.
Can I ask you about credit scoring? It's often a sort of, to the layman, it can be a dark art. How does it actually work?
Well, I mean, ultimately, if you take credit scoring, I mean, credit scoring is a matter of trying to ensure that a customer, be it an SME or a consumer, gets the right appropriate product and have the ability to repay that financial obligation, right? So peeling it back. The challenge, though, in credit scoring, because that probably gets a poor rep, the challenge is actually getting the full data about that person and of their circumstance and being able to process that efficiently. A credit score is something that goes into a model and indicates, you know, a level of repayment ability. But actually, so our focus is, if you're, take for example, a consumer mortgage, like any individual who's gone through that turgid process will know that they probably had to provide 1,000 pages of documentation, their bank statements, information about themselves, their circumstances, their employer. And that is an entirely paper-based and antiquated process. So where our focus initially is actually in ensuring that the processing of all of that data, it's the capture of it, the interrogation of it, the assessment of it, is all instant.
Yeah.
And that's where the agentic AI, not to preempt that not insignificant topic, but that's where now this is facing a fundamental shift. And just so getting the right data perfectly into credit scoring models, it ensures the right outcomes. The challenge is actually the how imperfect that data is before the process.
What are your thoughts on this, Derek, the credit scoring? Like, if I'm an SME and I have a bad credit scoring over an incident that I had over the years, like, can I go about changing that? Or are there are there things that I can do in my business to ensure that I get a better credit scoring?
Well, as I said in my opener, the Grid platform is the only place in Ireland that you can get a business credit score. And for us, we see it as your passport. As a business owner, it's your passport in the economy. So everyone should know their business credit score. We have a new centralized credit reference agency in the central bank. Really hard to get your credit information from it. You can get it really easily on the Grid platform. And everyone should know that. And in the first instance, verify that the information is correct, because whether you're getting finance from us or from a bank, we're all using that same information. I think the challenge with more traditional banking providers is that they have binary rules around any issues in the past. Businesses like Grid and the non-bank finance sector, we can be more flexible and we can look at the business in the round. You know, we always say that the truth of what's happening in any business is actually in their bank account. So we look at that and then we'll marry that with the credit score. But really everyone should know their credit score at both a personal and a business level and verify that the information that all the banks are using is actually correct.
Very interesting you say that, because I'd say very few people know their credit score. Very few.
Exactly. And if you go to the US, everyone will tell you what their FICO score is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 763 or I'm an 824 or
well,
whatever.
Well, in your bank statement, and I do have a US bank account,
yeah,
it tells you what your credit score is.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's generated, Eddie, but...
Well, I should say, so the in this market, there's no individual empirical credit score at a consumer level. You have the Central Credit Register, which provides the full wealth of your track record, but it doesn't bubble it up into an individual score.
Unless you're on the Grid platform.
Unless you're on the Grid platform, in which case
you get a business credit score there,
Roger, back to you. In terms of where this sector is going, Ireland has a great reputation around fintech, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we're in the EU. We've got a great reputation around entrepreneurship, a great reputation around technology. You know, I strongly suspect that, you know, this will be continue to be a hotbed of new businesses over the coming years. The demand is very much there, Bobby.
Yeah. Roger, is it too early to ask you about next week? I wanted to ask you about the awards. How are they shaping up? What's the mood in the camp like? We've got two very excited finalists here in the studio, but what are you, as the ringmaster, as I introduced you earlier, what are you hearing?
Well, we're absolutely ready to go. We will be on Thursday night then in Paris Court as ever, and then a little bit later on RTE1. We've never had a more competitive situation amongst the finalists in all three categories. The judges absolutely have their work cut out to select winners. I think the lovely thing for us, Bobby, is that you know, this group of finalists, you know, not unlike prior years, have built really great relationships and friendships. You know, the support for each other, the cross mentorship, the trading with each other amongst the finalists, let alone the rest of the alumni community, has been really phenomenal. I know they'll be competitive with each other on the evening, but they'll also be rooting for each other on the evening. And it's a really unique atmosphere that we'll have on Thursday night.
That's great. Well, look, we're all looking forward to it. Roger, thank you again for all you do for entrepreneurs in Ireland. I also want to thank my guests, Eddie Dillon, from Credit Logic, and also Derek Foley Butler from Grid Finance. Thanks for letting us into your world, because sometimes fintech doesn't get the rub that it deserves. So I hope we gave you a bit of a shout out in terms of the intricacies of your business here today. So thanks to Eddie, thanks to Roger, and thanks to Derek.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.